This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Two bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. The two bills have been listed in the business of the House. Meanwhile, the BJP has issued a three-line whip to all its Lok Sabha MPs to be present in the House today. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has termed the One Nation, One Election an important issue for the nation. Talking to media in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju said it is not for any party or any other individual. It is for the benefit of the country.
More than six decades, Congress had the opportunity to rule this country. They reduced this country to a developing poor nation. Now country is progressing under the leadership of Modiji to become a Viksit Bharat, fully developed Bharat. Thus Congress wants to scuttle the effort of this journey. So Congress, time is over. The new India is looking forward for Viksit Bharat by 2047. So Congress should not come in the way of developed India by 2047. Country needs one election and one nation. Entire country has to move together.
Meanwhile, the opposition parties, including the Congress, Samajwadi Party, NCP, SP and CPI-M, have opposed the introduction of bills related to One Nation, One Election in the Lok Sabha today. Congress General Secretary Jairam Ramesh said his party rejects the One Nation, One Election bill and they will oppose its introduction. The Rajya Sabha today resumed its special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Participating in the discussion, Leader of the House and Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said, India is not just the largest democracy, but the mother of democracy. He said, as per Indian ethos, democracy comprises freedom, equality and inclusivity, allowing citizens to lead a dignified life.
On 5th of August 2019, abrogated Article 370. Nirast kar diya. Sab log aake yahan baithe hue the dharne par. Itihas is baat ka gawah hai ki aap kis kanun ke liye dharna de rahe the, kis kanun ka virodh kar rahe the, kis liye virodh kar rahe the. Aaj aadarniya Pradhanmantri ji ko main bahut bahut sir se badhai deta hu ki unke soojbooj ke karan aaj Jammu Kashmir Bharat ka abhinang ban gaya.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in a program in Jaipur today to mark the completion of 1 year of the current government of Rajasthan. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of 24 projects related to energy, road, railways and water worth over 46,300 crore rupees. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said the government is committed to improving the infrastructure of academic institutions across the country. Briefing media in New Delhi today on efforts in the education sector, Mr. Pradhan highlighted that in the last 8 years there has been a 130% increase in per child expenditure. The amount, which was 10,780 rupees in 2013-14, has now risen to 25,043 rupees as of 2021-22. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandavia today flagged off the Fit India Cycling Tuesdays initiative in New Delhi. Speaking at the event, the minister emphasized the importance of good health and said only a healthy society can develop a prosperous nation. Mr. Mandavia added that this initiative aims to build a healthier and greener India with awareness towards improving the air quality index. The Fit India Cycling Tuesdays is a key initiative under the Fit India movement launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2019. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the air quality in the national capital has dropped to the severe category, with the AQI exceeding the 418 mark this morning. Following the sharp rise in the pollution level, the Commission for Air Quality Management has invoked the fourth phase of the Graded Response Action Plan in the Delhi NCR region. Due to the rising pollution levels in Delhi NCR, all primary schools in Delhi have been shifted to hybrid mode until further directions. In the third cricket test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy, India were 201 for 7 at tea break in their first innings against Australia at the Gabba in Brisbane. The visitors require 45 runs to avoid the follow-on. And with that, we end this news bulletin.